This is my Bible. I am what it says I am.
I can do
what it says I can do.
I am a believer
and not a doubter.
I am a doer
and not just a hearer.
This word
is what I need
to guide my life
and carry my life.
This word
is security.
It's insurance
for all I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
You may be seated in the presence of God. We thank God.
As I said earlier, when I heard you sing the last time at Mother Jones' homegoing, I said to you, it's time for an album. And I'll say it again. It's time for that. And as I was listening, God showed me that there are a couple of people in here that he's got on a millionaire path. There's a couple of people that has on millionaire paths, and your job is to finance kingdom.
Amen.
Your job is to finance kingdom. And some, but you're not going to get it being comfortable. You're going to have to take some chances. Amen. You're going to have to take some chances. There are some things that God wants to show you, ideas. I think about all the time how God's going to increase us in this week. As first of all, I thank my beautiful wife for being here. Amen. Bless. Bless. I'm blessed. Double blessed. I have a woman of God that's just awesome. Amen. Awesome. 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 My church family's here. Amen. They push. They push. We were waiting. They push. And then the ones that came even further, Minister Silcott and Abraham and Elise Silcott, they came from Hampton, amen. They pushed. When we saw the accident, we said, they behind us, but they'll get here. So we thank God for you. But we're here to get a word from God, amen. I love this title when we talked about return back, his plan, his purpose. Come on, y'all got to get that now. I don't know about you, but I'm about purpose right now. Amen. We have tomorrow represents 31 days left in 2017. One emphasis in our church is that we're not going to walk into 18. We're going to run into 18. Amen. Because sometimes we do a new resolution, we ought to roll off today. I have no more time to lose. Come on.
Amen.
We said pick one thing that you're going to do and complete it before the year's over. So that when we hit, we're going to use all 365 days to take it to the next level. Amen. So I'm excited about returning back his plan, his purpose. Return back his plan and his purpose. My question today is, where are we going back to? Because some people want, we say return back, but what are we turning back to?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, so what are you turning back to? In 2 Peter 2:22 sets the stage. I'm going to take it from a negative perspective, and I'm going to bring it to light. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and 22, it says, of them the proverbs are true. Watch this now. A dog returns to his vomit, and a sow is washed, goes back to her wallowing in the mud. So my question today is, what are we returning back to? Because some things we don't want to go back to. So that means we got to create a new plan and a new purpose. Because some things I can't go back to. Come on. I can't go back to being broke. Because I got, once I get my plan, come on now, and my what? Purpose, I don't go back to those things. Amen. But if we don't have a plan and if we don't have a purpose, we go back to that stuff. Amen. Come on. Doesn't matter how much, you got to get a what? Plan, and you got to have a what? Purpose. I wake up in the morning with purpose. Amen. Most mornings now for the last 60 days, and she'll tell you that I put in the air between 3.5 to 4 miles a day. It was 31 degrees out there, and I was ready. Come on. Because I got a plan, and I got a purpose. Type 2 diabetes has a plan, but I got another plan and a purpose. Come on. I won't lose my legs. Come on. I won't lose my sight. I won't lose my feet because I got a plan and a purpose. Come on now. Sometimes the doctor got to give you a better plan.